what you do and see what happens. Chapter 1, the reason for the appearance of secret kindness. Blessed is God, the supreme being is described in the text of the Upanishad as Blessed is God. Blessed is the concentrated ananda of this. In the ananda of the mind, Rasa is dormant, still, and motionless, yet it exists because Rasa is always existing and supreme. The ananda of the mind, or Brahma, is the form of the two-factor flow, as you can see in the Vanguard, the power of the mind. Just as moonlight is the form of the two-factor flow of the moon. In the ananda of the mind, that's what the Vanguard is. Rasa is dormant, still, and motionless. It is not Rasa in the real sense. In Rasa Brahma, or Sukrishna, Rasa is dynamic, restless, resultant, ever flowing, ever growing. It is astonishingly new and relatable, passing every moment beyond itself to new levels of Rasa consciousness. Krishna is both Rasa and Rasika. As Rasa, Krishna is the highest thing to be relished. As Rasika, he is the greatest enjoyer of love. Rasa is dynamic, because it is the essence of love or prema. Love is never satisfied with itself. The more the love, the more the longing for love. The dynamism of love makes Krishna even more. It means that he desires to be held in more and more beautiful attachments of love. Even more, he is filled with passion. And the passions are simply expressions of different philosophies, primary lessons and secondary lessons, and three lessons and one lesson. It is astonishing and wonder and activity with laughter and excitement. These are the minor lessons and the more lessons, and the mystery of primary and two philosophies and the real lessons. And the things of the love, the concept of the things of love, and the spread of the two lessons. But in that, you reside in Krishna in an abstract form, and it is possible for you to float ananda, or the Buddha is integral to yourself. Just like you say, like in my body, you say, oh, we're not going to move into the Buddha of the mind, it's like ananda. Or you say, well, it's actually Brahmananda, or it's Adamananda, Krishnananda, or you say, it's not going to move into the Krishnananda. So what is ananda? It's another factor. And what you say is the Buddha, it means it's not going to move. In Krishna, an abstract form is responsible for the secret number, the vehicle of oneself. And that's like a wrong number, which is a form of expression of Radhi Shakti. When Radhi Shakti takes form, when does Radhi Shakti take form? When that personality of Godhead, when Krishna is forming himself into Radhi Shakti. When this comes, when the Radhi Shakti comes out of Krishna and takes a form, that form becomes from the Radhi Shakti. That Radhi Shakti also assumed their form and resides outside of Krishna in the state of Brahma, to make them realize higher dimensions of bliss. Krishna enjoys the bliss caused by your prema 1,000 times more than the bliss natural to yourself.
Standpoint of this exact state, the ultimate reality, the mind, and the mind.
The union and love between God and Christians is not entirely a mystic union, but it's both the objective conception of one of the phenomena, and not merely a platonic conception of God as an experience, in which the loss of our individuality or devotee is complete and irrevocable. As Theodore Thomas explains, it's like the union between fire and a piece of iron. And it's a personalized form of meaning for our existence. The piece of iron that is put for a long time in fire becomes very hot like fire. Every part of that iron is animated by fire, and the fire is the characteristic of fire. Still, iron means iron, and fire means fire. Similarly, both the iron system retain their identity. But they are so absorbed in each other's love, and lost in each other's thoughts, that they started any room in their hearts to regard themselves and anything else. This is only how it is that they found a personalized form of meaning. As the iron and the fire become one, says that we should not be indifferent towards Siddhanta because Siddhanta strengthens our faith. I'm going to see you once again. A sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversial. For such discussions strengthen the mind, thus one's mind becomes attached to existence. The usual mind, the mind is intuitive, very strong, and valuable. There are many students who, in spite of reading Bhagavad Gita, misunderstand Krishna because of imperfect knowledge and conclude him to be an ordinary historical personality. What is one must not do? Something particularly careful to understand the truth about Krishna. Just because of laziness one does not come to know Krishna conclusively, one will be misguided about the cult of devotion, as those who declare themselves advanced devotees and imitate the transcendental symptoms sometimes it's good to manipulate the soul. Anyway. the point is that in one way or another, Jesus and Andrew, well, Elizabeth found his marriage and Jesus and Andrew, and Jesus and Andrew is going to explain it on the weekend rather than, so she can certainly carry out next week for rather than. And rather than have Jesus and Andrew appear to start and to be able to work. So other than that, I want to be very pleased if you can go through the service between now and then. The revealed scriptures meant to man mean to the term devotional service, of which the first and foremost is the infant authority. The seed of devotion cannot sprout unless watered by the process of hearing and chanting. One should permissively receive the constant messages from spiritual advanced sources and chant devotional messages for one's own benefit, as well as the benefit of one's audience. Imitation devotees wish to advertise themselves as elevated vice members and to imitate the previous authorities do not follow them in practice and condemn them in Bhagavatam as stone-hearted. Krishna Kavali Thakur has commented on their stone-hearted condition. Those who said tears by practice, but whose hearts are not pained, are to be known as stone-hearted devotees. The imitation of crying induced by artificial practice is always condemned. The desired change of heart referred to as God is visible reluctance to do anything not congenial to the devotional way. To create such a change of heart, inclusive discussion about Krishna and his potency is absolutely necessary. Krishna's potency means a different factor of the sakti. Learn about Krishna's potency, so the Jiva Shakti is more important to the potency of Jiva. The Shakti Shakti, the Pranam Shakti, the Shakti Shakti, the Krishna potency, all these different potencies. Nam Shakti, the potency of the moon, Nam Shakti, the potency of the rest of the world, Nam Shakti, the potency of the moon, Nam Shakti, the Shakti Shakti, the Pranam Shakti, the Rada Shakti, the Krishna Shakti, the Jiva Shakti. These are all Sundas, also Tatsun, these are all Tatsus and Angels. So you have to respect them if you know them, right? Oh, this is interesting. Very interesting. False devotees may think that simply setting tears will lead them to the sanction of pain. Even if one is not had, it's actually changing heart. But such a practice is useless if there is no constant realization. False devotees, lacking, I think it's incredible. Sometimes you read these scriptures 20 years ago, but you read these things. And now, as time goes on, it's hard to see how these things are manifested. False devotees, lacking the conclusion of constant knowledge, think that artificially setting tears will deliver them. Similarly, other false devotees think that studying books of the previous authorities is unadvisable. Other false devotees. Hey, who said we should study Dr. Sanford's book? Maybe I don't even call this book. This is Dr. Sanford's book. What's this? The Sanford's book. What's this? The Sanford's book. Other false devotees think about studying the books of previous authorities is unadvisable, like studying John Paul Washington. But he, even though some following the previous authorities, has incorporated as a book in God, the conclusion of the scriptures that he puts in the sixth scripture, he's called such another. False devotees, who have very little knowledge of such conclusions, fail to achieve pure devotion, for want of zeal in accepting the favorable direction. And so the devotional service is given by such self-realized devotees. Such false devotees are like impersonalists, who also consider the devotional service no better than ordinary people. The devotees who are studying the book of these books are not studying the Sangharva. He's saying that the false devotees have very little knowledge of the conclusions of the Sangharva, they are to achieve pure devotion.